plans by the Bosnian Serb leadership to exit some of the country's tripartite institutions, including the military, are described by the international community's High Representative Christian Schmidt as tantamount to secession. They constitute, he says, the greatest existential threat of the post-war period. He's talking about Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik, who says a new army will be set up in the Serb-run entity of Republika Srpska, with the Bosnian army forced to withdraw. If necessary, he says, the Serbs will call on their friends for help, a presumed reference to Serbia proper and Russia.
The Republika Srpska will control its own affairs in a legal, constitutional manner, including by having its own army, judiciary, fiscal administration, as well as intelligence and security agencies. We will re-establish all these institutions.
Last month, a training exercise by Bosnian Serb police was denounced by Muslim Bosniak and Croat leaders, the other members of a three-way power-sharing government formed by the 1995 Dayton Peace Agreement. They took place on the mountain overlooking Sarajevo, from where Serb snipers and artillery laid siege to the capital beginning in 1992. Thousands of civilians died in a war that culminated in what international judges have called genocide, when more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys were massacred by Serb troops in the eastern enclave of Srebrenica. The High Representative's report to the UN this week says there is a very real prospect of a return to conflict in Bosnia, but there is no obvious appetite on the part of Western powers to increase their security presence there.
Political tensions are part of daily life in a country such as Bosnia and Herzegovina, where you have different groups competing for political power, but you did never see threats of be it violence or be it secession or be it parallel institutions come this far as they have now, at least not in a very long time.
Milorad Dodik has for years called for the separation of the Serb-run part of Bosnia from the rest of the country. Just weeks ago, Dodik shared these scenes on social media, he and colleagues singing Serb nationalist folk songs in their Sarajevo headquarters. It was a reminder that the US-sponsored peace in Bosnia did not bring ethnic harmony, nor did it come with any long-term guarantee. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.